And the next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers C. Vivian Stringer. The Scarlet Knights have two starters returning to a squad that should have a vastly different look this season thanks to the arrival of 8 newcomers and the return of 2-time All-Big Ten honoree Tyler Scaife. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Would you mind starting us off with an opening statement? Then we'll take questions from the media.
I'm excited to have the new look. I think that we're going to be able to do a lot of different things that we haven't been able to do in the last year or two. And it's great to have Tyler back, and it's nice to have players that are basketball enthusiasts, and it's nice to see. We'll be different, definitely different.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media.
To ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Charles Hallman, Minnesota spokesman.
Good morning, Coach. I know you're excited about this new year. What makes it, besides healthy players and new players, what makes this year exciting for you as a coach and for your team?
Well, I think we've had transfers, which I, up until last year, really had only had 2 transfers in my life, and we had like 6, and that was real difficult. I thought it was going to be much simpler, but it's much like trying to relearn some things that have been taught in a different way. But what's beautiful about this is that these guys really love playing the game. They are bright, they're skilled, they work hard, and they enjoy, they listen, and they're able to execute. So some of the things that we're seeing from a number of the transfers that we have is the kind of maturity and the guidance that does need to come from seniors. And that's what we missed last year. We just didn't have that leadership. And by not having players that have been under this system or understand what it means to have pride in the Scarlet Knights, we struggle quite a bit.
And a follow-up for you personally, how exciting it is for you as a coach in terms of revitalizing you in a sense.
Well, it does. It does revitalize me. I have to calm myself down because there's so many things that I want to do that I haven't been able to do for such a long time. And it's been a strain, but it was a strain last year. And the excitement now has to do with me not, you know, giving too much, just to, you know, let them see, you know, how good they can be and where we can go. I think that our objective is going to be to identify the goals and roles, and if not that we can't do those things, I honestly know that we can. For example, we haven't pressed at all last year. There was plenty of reason why not. For sure, we will be pressing, and we'll be kicking the tempo up, and it's good to see that.
Good luck this year. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach Stringer.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yes. I wonder if you could sort of expand a little bit on how the conference, the Big Ten, changed. It changed with different teams, of course, but how it changed from the time you left from your tenure at Iowa in 95, 20 years later, coming back to the Big Ten with Rutgers. If you can maybe talk about how it changed in style of play and different things that you saw that are different now or maybe different challenges now than when you were in the Big Ten back in the 90s.
Well, I think that the conference is more athletic, bigger, even more skilled, and there's no question that there's a lot more schools that are able to play at the national level, top to bottom. You know, but to appreciate what we were getting as you play each school, there's so many different styles that I do know that it prepares us in a better way for the national scene. Much like, you know, like when I was in the Big East, there was no team that could present itself outside of the Big East that we would be surprised with. And that's what we're finding here in the Big Ten. It's just outstanding coaches that are doing a great job. And it also, by us being in, I'm sure Penn State being in the Big Ten and on the East Coast, it means that a lot of schools that are in the Big Ten Midwest are now recruiting more players on the East Coast, which is giving them a different look. You're seeing that look, and I'm seeing it. There's a definite difference between the way it was played before and the way it's being played now, and which is a good thing for all of us in the Big Ten.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Shelley Teal, Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach Stringer. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Good morning.
My question is, you mentioned that you're able to do things that you haven't been able to do for a while. What would you say is your team's greatest area of growth, and what specifically is that growth allowing you to do?
Well, the first thing is the skill and the quickness, so we are able to press. We will definitely be doing that. The other is that we've done a lot of pattern work, but I would rather let them play basketball. That is to conceptually recognize what's happening on screen and rolls and who needs to do what, or if there's a baseline drive to know that somebody else needs to be in the corner. So I'd like to work on concepts. Now, the difficulty generally can be that you can't guarantee what shot's being come. You have to trust your players more. And I'm surprised, but it's a desire of mine to really try to let them be free and for me to trust them more. And it'll make me a little nervous from time to time because if they're going to be somewhat unpredictable. But as we continue to understand what it means to share the ball and to find the next open person and they recognizing what is a good shot and what needs to happen, then I really want to this year just work with a lot more of conceptual basketball to press and to have a much more exciting game. And I think we have the maturity. We work hard, so I don't have to yell, because I don't have a problem if you make 50 million mistakes. It's just that when you're not working, but they're working hard, and I see it in their face, I know that they're spending a lot of extra time because they desire and want to be so good. And that's a great thing because it means a lot to them, and it means a lot to all of us.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your next question is from Ralph Benarchik, Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach Stringer. Looking forward to the season. Coach, tell me about Tabitha Scaife in her year away. Where have you noticed her so far in the preseason, perhaps in all the time she spent with individual work? Where has she perhaps sharpened up or fine-tuned her game in any subtle ways using that time off away from the court to come back even better?
Well, I think that once she's got to get the strength, that's number one. And you ask, what has she done? Yes, she's shot more, gotten a little bit more of a range, but she's got to play basketball. She didn't play she didn't even play last year. And when you say sharpen up, there was very little that she was able to do. She was just basically just standing around and shooting around. And so now all of a sudden her body is taking a jolt. All of a sudden now she's moving and people are screening her and she's got to do all that. She's gotten stronger. Physically, she's got greater range, but I think the game itself, it's going to be a little while because I can see that when she's a little bit more confident of what's going on, she's going to return to herself, but she's slowly, but inch by inch, returning to Tyler Scaife.
And, Coach, to add to that, how about Siani Cryer, Coach, if you're going to be able to go back and play the 55, what might her speed and quickness particularly mean to be able to do that and to do that effectively?
Yeah, she's going to help big time. There's another player, Jazz. There's a number of players that we have now that I think is going to be able to add to that. The big question is that while we want to be very aggressive in playing the 55, the position that's best for CeCe is the one, and that means that she's going to need to read. And she's doing that. I think that she's going to be a heck of a player. But the difference with her that I love is that she has that fighting spirit. I mean, everything matters. Winning and losing matters. And so I can believe that if she does have a turnover, she's going to track it down because she's quick enough to do all those things. But we need her to dribble, penetrate, get to the rack, and I believe that she can. And she can definitely help us on the 55. So, and if we play man-to-man defense, then she's going to be key with that too because she plays with a level of pride.
Thank you, Coach. See you soon.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thank you. Thank you.